end of the Shushu specials from Rabbi Rasi Sheyichu. Mishas Morris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel. In the Gemara in Maseches Nida, we have a famous sugya there that there's a machlokas Rib Shimon the Rabbanon. The Gabi Mikvah Shenimda Vinimsa Chaser. Mikvah was measured found to be less than 40 Sa'ah. The rabbis are Matayim Lamfer, all the Tyrus, whether it's in the Mikvah in Shusayach, which is the Rabbin, it doesn't matter. They're Matayim everything Lamafreya that went into this Mikvah. And I came into contact with what went into this mikvah. Why? Because the Gemara says it's tarti l'reyasa, it's tumah v'dois, because you have the reyasa of cheskas tumah what went into the mikvah, and then you have the reyasa of now of harei chaser l'fanecha. Because that tarti l'reyasa, it's considered tumah v'dois. And Reb Shimon says that amishas harabim, it's considered tar, because suffik tumah amishas harabim is tar. And at the mikvah say yachid, it's a suffik. And both the rabbis and Reb Shimon learned this from Sota. The rabbis hold, just like Sota, like a Sota is a suffik, whether she was a nitma or not with this man, they made her like a vadai, and therefore she's asked her husband until the water checks her out. So too, the mikvah is a suffik, if it was chaser before the tefillas ha-tmeim or not. And we make it like a vadai. So the Gemara asks, if it's like Sota, why don't we say just like Sotra Sarabim is Tar also here, Chibusha Sarabim Tar? And the Gemara says, no. There it's because of stearance. There's no such thing as steer in Rish Sarabim of being alone and Rish Sarabim with a man. But here it's because it's Chaser, and what does it matter if it's Rish Sarabim? And if you're going to say that all Sufik Tum and Rish Sarabim is Tar, even if the Tum is not Mishum Stira, so why by Sufik Mikvah do we ask for Rish Sarabim? So that's not Shver. Because here there's Tarati L'Reisa, Hamei Tum Al Cheskaso, and Harei Chaser L'Fanecha. And therefore, since here you have Tarati L'Reisa, so what do? We go L'Chumra, we go Vaday Tamei. Rabbi Shimon holds that the din mikvah is similar to sota, just like sota b'sarabim is tar, so too the mikvah also b'sarabim is tar. Whatever was tovel in this mikvah was tar. For the Gemara, if you learn from sota, then b'shusayach we should be metame b'tum of adais. And the Gemara says no, by sota and b'shusayach it is reglaim ladavar, that something wrong happened over here because he was mekane la and she was nisteres. But here, what reglaim ladavar is there? What reglaim ladavar is there that the mikvah was chaser beforehand? Before the person was tevel. So therefore, Mishas HaYachid, we're going to reserve our right to say suffik. And Mishas HaRabim, we're going to say taravada, just like suffik sota. Suffik sota, Mishas HaRabim is taravada here also. And Mishas HaYachid, we can be mechalik from sota. Say there's a reglaim ladavar, here there's no reglaim ladavar. And Mimela, it's only Tamei, Yishseachad Misafe. And the Gemara there says, Vibay Seima, that the rabbis don't learn from Sota, because Sota is talking about Tchilas Tuma, or Shitame in the first place, and Mikvah we're talking about, or something already is Tamei, we want to know if it became Tahar. And therefore, the rabbis are always Mitame, unlike Sota, where in Rishab it's Tahar. And the reason of Reb Shimon that he is Matar, the Gabi Mikvah Rishas Harabim, is because he learns Sof Tuma, Kishenitar Mitumas, and Mitchilas Tuma, Matchilas Tuma, Sofik Naga, Sofik Lo Naga, Bisarabim Tar, Hav Sof Tuma, Sofik Toval, Sofik Lo Toval, Bisarabim Tar. So he learns Tchilas Tuma from Sof, Sof Tuma, Tchilas Tuma, Tchilas Tuma from when a person's Mesupik, if he touched Tuma, or he didn't touch Tuma. So, Rishisarabim's Tar here also. Sof Tuma. If he's Sofik Tovel, Sofik not Tovel, then the din is Tar. And what about Rishis HaYachid? Like we said in the first Lashon, that Rishis HaYachid, there's by Sota, this Reglaim Ladavar, so it's Vadei Tame. And over here, by there's no reglaim ladavar by mikvah, there's no reglaim ladavar, and therefore it's only a suffix. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa there, Gabe Chavis Shel Yayin, and he's Mafrish Truma Al Yayin Acher, and then it turns out that the wine was Chometz. So he was... what he wanted to have used for Truma, turns out that it wasn't Truma after all, it was Chometz. Haya Mafrish, Haya Bodek Es HaChavis, Leos Mafrish Elat Truma V'Holech, V'Achar Kach Nimtza Chometz, Kol Shalosh Yamim. So the din is, so afterwards it turns out that the wine that he used for Truma was turned into vinegar, and wine and vinegar are two minimi, can't be Mafrish from one or the other. So you don't know if it's afresh, it was good. You don't know when it became vinegar. So for the first 3 days, after the first bedika, we say it's vadayayin. Mikan ve'ilach, suffek, if it was wine or not. And the Gemara says, Vaita v'rami chavis an mikvah. We have a kasha chavis an mikvah. It's why over here by mikvah are we metame vadai? And over there by chavis, it's a suffix. For the first 3 days, it's a suffix. In both of them, you have tarti l'reisa. You had a cheskas not tevel and harei chometz l'fanecha. Cheskas tamei v'rei chasra mikvah l'fanecha. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is no problema. No problema. Why is it no problema? Because man tana chavis. Who's the one who holds chavis? Who's the one who holds chavis? I'll tell you who. Rabbi Shimonhi. Because by mikveh he also holds it's a suffix. By mikveh Rabbi Shimon holds that he doesn't know. He's in Rishus Hayachid, it's a suffix. So when it comes to mikveh Rishus Hayachid, we're told that it's a suffix. And you don't need the tyrus, maybe they're tamei. And when it comes to the chavis, also, we're misafik, we say don't be somech on this truma. And so for the first 3 days we have a suffix. So that's the so excuse me, for the first 3 days it's vadai, but afterwards it's a suffix. Why afterwards is it a suffix? Afterwards it's a suffix because just like the mikveh and Rishus Hayachid, there it's also a suffix. So here it's a suffix, there it's a suffix, so it's beautiful Reb Shimon. And it's not the Rabbanan. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see something very interesting. That we have a case of mikveh that was nimdad v'nimtza chaser, it was measured and found to be chaser, and we have machlokas what the din is there. And the rabbis hold tameh, everything. Reb Shimon holds depends. So Rabbim were metayer because suffik to Rishus Rabbim is tar, and Rishus Hayachid we're not sure. So we were only misafik were metame, and then we have the case of chavis that we have a suffik as to whether it became chometz when you're mafresh shurim after the first 3 days. So we say that would be Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds by mikvah it's a suffix, so here also holds a suffix, they're both tarti l'reisa, shalom al Yisrael. And then here's where things get a little bit thorny, if you will. The Rambam Paskins call a tyrus shenasu al gabla mafreya, Bain Brishus Arab and Bain Brishus Yachit Tmeos. Fishatami b'cheskasa. So who does the Rambam paskin like? The Rambam paskin like the Rabbanan. All tyrus that were done in this mikvah are tami. That's psak number one. That's perak yud mechus mikvahos halacha vav. In Gabe Chavis, Perakeh Mechus Shums Lachov Dalid, the Rambam says that the first 3 days vaday mikan ve'elach safek. See, paskin's like Reb Shimon. So how does the Rambam paskin like the two different shittas, two contradictory shittas, two contentious shittas? He paskins by mikveh like the Rabbanan, tamei mitaras vaday, and by chavis he paskins like Reb Shimon. So this kash is asked by many shonim achronim. Rashba, Ritva, Od. So the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel Perak Aleph brings the Mishnah Lamelech who asked this kasha. V'herich b'zeh v'hel b'yishav divrei Rambam. The Rambam holds like the second teretz of the Gemara. What's the second teretz of the Gemara? Iba Yisema. What does the Iba Yisema say? Where it says, Iba Yiseima. Hainu Tamid Rabbi Shimon, Gamar Soif Tumit Chilas Tuma. Mat Chilas Tuma Safik Naga Safik Lo Naga. Brisha Rabim Tar. Av Soif Tuma Safik Tava Safik Lo Tava. Brisha Rabim Tar. So you learn the end of Tuma, meaning. When the person is becoming tar from his tuma, from tchilas tuma, so when he originally became tame, just like tchilas tuma, if you're mesubik, if he's no geya, if it's misarab and tar, he didn't call suffik tumer misarabim. They learn from sota to be metahir, sota be self tuma, suffik taval suffik lo taval, bishisarabim tar. The Rambam holds that this teretz, the Gemara is choser from the previous teretz. Gemara wanted to say that the reason the rabbis that were metame sofik migush sarabim is because of tarati l'reyes, son, it's considered a vadai. Now the Gemara is being choser, but it says no. The reason is the rabbis that were metame sveik de mikvah sarabim is because we don't learn sof tome mitchilas toma. Only Reb Shimon learns sof tome mitchilas toma, but the rabbis don't learn sof tome mitchilas toma. And therefore they're medamit to Tchilas Toma Rishisayacha, just like we find by Tchilas Toma that the Pasuk made Sofik Toma Rishisayacha Kivadai Tome Sochinami Besof Toma Rishisarabim. We make So we learn tchilas tum. We learn it from tchilas tum rishus hayachid. That just like we find by tchilas tum rishus hayachid, that the pasuk made sofek tum rishus hayachid kevadei tuma. So to besof tum rishus harabim, we make sofek kevadei umetamin le v'tama vadais. As we learn sof tuma rishus harabim, like tchilas tuma rishus hayachid, tchilas tum rishus hayachid becoming tama originally. What's the din? We're metame kivadai. So too, sof tuma birshus harabim of dinan sofik kivadai. We make sofik like vadai and birshus harabim, and therefore we're metame even birshus harabim ketuma vadois. And the explanation is that we can learn sof tuma mitchilas tuma lechumra. That just like the pasuk made tchilas tuma safik tuma kevadei tuma huadin besof tuma din on safik kevadei, so we can learn sof tuma tchilas tuma lechumra. But just like originally we made it l'chumra b'vaday tamei, so to b'self tamei we make it safek k'vaday. Rak l'kshanu b'im l'chalik v'loimar. Shenilmad gam kein l'kula. Oh, you want to learn l'kula? That just like by tchilas tamei the pasuk was mechalik between serabim shesayachid and dafkur shesayachid tamei b'serabim tar. So to why don't we say sof tamei that b'serabim should be tar? The Gemara says to that, no, you can't learn sof tamei tchilas tamei l'inyan kula, because dafka b'tchilas tamei where there's cheskas tayra. There, we were metayr, Rosh Hasharabim is safek. Mashekim is softum, is no cheskus tayra. Kenei cheskus tayra shalom mikvah, the cheskus tamei v'tovel. There, we don't find the kula to be mechalik between Mishayach and Mishayachim. Rather, both Mishayach and Mishayachim were metame betum of adois, kimo betchilas tuma birshus hayochid. So it comes out according to this, according to the Rambam's Havan and the Sugya, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that we are learning sof tumah birshus harabim from tchilas tumah shesayochid, just like tchilas tumah shesayochid were machmir, so to sof tumah birshus harabim were machmir, and even though normally tumah birshus harabim, tchilas tumah birshus harabim were mekil, by sof tumah were machmir because of the cheskas tumah. And according to this teretz, the rabbis are mode, according to this teretz, the tzveite, the second teretz, the rabbis are mode to Reb Shimon that taret dilereis is not considered a vade. In the first teretz, the old taret dilereis is a vade. He's saying it's not a vade. And dafkalin sveikah the mikveh they hold that we're in time of the vadai because we're medame safek tumah seyachad b'tchilas tumah, which is tameh b'vadai. So we're medame that too safek tumah b'rishus harabim b'sof tumah. So that's all. That's all. So tarati the race is no longer considered a vadai. It's only when it comes to sveikah the mikveh there. We're medame to suffik tumrish sayachid, and there if it's tamei vaday b'suffik tumrish sayachid, that's all in the world of tumah. But when it comes to chavis shel trum, which is not a suffik tumah, suffik iser, there the chamer moded Reb Shimon that suffik, that it's suffik tova, because tarati l'reisa is not considered vaday ela suffik. And that the Gemara said originally, Mantan Chavis Reb Shimon, that's only according to what we originally thought that the reason the rabbi is because of Tarati L'Reisa. If Tarati L'Reisa is considered Bevadai, then you would also have to say, by the case of Chavis, that would be considered Vadai. But according to the second Teretz, this Braisa of Chavis is L'Kulei Alma. Because the reason of the rabbis, when it comes to Mikvah, is because of a special Din in Tumah, there were Medamis Sof Tumah. And we're metamei b'vadai, and that's why the Gemara says in the Ibai Seima that the issue is sof tuma tchilas tuma. And Rabbi Shimon's Mekel, he says just like by sof tuma is tchilas tuma b'sarab mistar, so to sof tuma Srab Mistar, and the rabbis say, yeah, but when it comes to Rishus Hayachid, we are going to be Machmir, we're not learning. Sof Tum Tchilas Tuma. That sof tumah b'rishus harabim is going to be tar, just like tchilas tumah b'rishus harabim is tar. But rather, we're going to learn from Rishus Hayachid. That just like Rishus Hayachid, where tchilas tumah were metame, so to sof tumah b'rishus harabim, we are metame. But that's all when it comes to tumantara. But when it comes to iser, when it comes to truma, there, we're going to apply with a suffix. There, we're not sure. So, just like when it comes to Tumah, we say it's Bereshis Harabim, it's a suffix, and therefore, in Tumah, Rabbi Shimon says Tar. Suffix Bereshis Harabim is Tar. But when it comes to Chavis, Rabbi Shimon will say that, like the Gemara said before, that when it comes to when it comes to Truma, it's going to be a suffix, just like in the mikveh case, Brishus Hayachid Tolin, because it's a suffix. And the rabbis will agree to that it's a suffix. So therefore, who is the Rambam passing? Like the Rabbanan. the Rabbanan according to the Ibai Seima. That when it comes to the mikveh case, you're learning the question is how you learn sof term from tchilas term. Do you learn from tchilas term b'shirah matzilas term b'shesayachid? The rabbis hold the latter, and therefore they're machmir. But when it comes to chavis, it's a regular suffix. So this is the teretz of the Mishnah LeMelech. So based on this Mishnah LeMelech, Reino Rabbeinu Agon Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, wants to explain the sugya in the Gemara Nida on Beis Amid Beis, that the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Tyrus, Shemikva Shenimdot V'Nimtza Chaser, Kol HaTyrus Shenasu Agav of Tmeos, and the Gemara asks from the Mishnah at the beginning of Nida, Kol HaNashim Dayan Shatan V'lo Metaminan V'lemafreya B'Torah Svadai. That when a woman sees blood, we're not metame lemafreya. So how come when it comes to mikvah, we're metame lemafreya? And when it comes to isha nida, we say dayan shaitan, like the Mishnah starts in Maseches Nida. Shama yomer kol anoshim arozdan. Dayan shaitan. Dayan lanu shem betamis truma v'tayros shetiga ben mikam ve'elach. Only from here on in. So why is that any different from the case of the heilig mikveh? And the Gemara concludes that the reason of the Mishnah of mikveh is because there's tarti l'reisa, harichas l'fanecha, and cheskes tumah of the person who went in. V'yesh la'ayin, frek Reb Chaim, that according to the Salka Daitech, that we didn't know the reason yet of tarti l'reisa. Let's look at the Mishnah itself. Tikshilei masnis in the mikvah, amaya tyrus, shenasu al gabav. Tahoros Birshus Amaya Tyrus Shanasu Agaba Agaba Birshus HaRabim Tmeos. Right, the Mishnah says Kol HaTyrus Shanasu Agaba Mafrei Bein Birshus HaRab Bein Birshus HaYachid Tmeos. Why is it Tame? We should be Matar, because there's a Cheskas Mikvah against the Cheskas Tum of the Gavra. The Mikvah is a Cheskas Tara, a cheskes shalem. We don't know yet about tarati l'reisa that are chaser lefanecha. So the mikveh is a cheskes shalem, and the person has a cheskas tame. So why are we matar misharab misafik? Another kash is my parich the gabe nida nami nitmal mafreya the bishlam mikveh cheskes tuma the gavra have a gabe isha reileka cheskes tuma. Why are we asking? Oh, that. By Nida, why is it Dayan Shaitan? Why aren't we Metame here Lamafreya? Because she doesn't have a Cheskas Tuma. Whereas when it comes to the person who goes into the mikvah, he does have a Cheskas Tuma. And that's why you're Metame everything. Kol HaTaru Shinasu Agab Lamafreya. Because the person going into the mikvah has a cheskes tumah. But a woman doesn't have a cheskes tumah. So why should she be tumei l'mafreya? Two great kashas in the Gemara. So according to the Mishnah l'melech, we could be miyashiv as follows. That we thought that the reason of the Mishnah of mikvah is not because of tarati l'reisa, but rather kei v'ndein ha-safik b'negiyas ha-tumah ela b'maisa ha-tvila Hamitayer. The suffix is not in the touching of the tumah, but rather in the Maisa Tvila. Lo dami l'safik tamei brishas harabim d'alfina misota l'tayer. You can't compare it to the case of safik tamei brishas harabim that you learn from sota to be metayer. Because what's the case of safik tumah brishas harabim? That's a safik in negiya. Did he touch the tumah? Did he not touch the tumah? Was he metami? Was he not metami? But here we have a safik of the maisa tvila. And since you can't learn from sota to be metayer b'vadai, from suffix selta brishas harabim d'mitar b'vadai, we learn fakert shetame vadai. Why tame vadai? Why tame vadai? Because when were we mitahir suffix tuma brishas harabim? According to the rabbis, we were mitahir suffix tuma brishas harabim when it was tchilas tuma. And when it was Tchilas Tuma, there we could be Megal and say, no, he didn't touch. But here, where the person was already Tamei, and now you want to know if there was a proper Maisa Tvila, if he was Nitar from this Tvila, there you can't learn Sof Tum from Tchilas Tum Rishas Harabim. There you can't be so Megal. So what is the Rambam, how does the Mishnah Lamelech learn, the Shittas HaRambam? That, oh, if you can't learn Sof Tuma, Tchilas Tuma, and Rishas Harabim, from Rishas Harabim Sof Tuma to Rishas Harabim Tchilas Tuma, Rishas Harabim Sof Tuma. So then learn instead from Tchilas Tuma Rishas Hayachid. The Tchilas Tuma Rishas Hayachid is Tamei Vadai. That's how you're learning Sof Tuma Rishas Harabim. Since you can't learn Sof Tuma Rishas Harabim Tchilas Tuma Rishas Harabim because the person was already Tamei to start with, it's a Sofi who was a good Maisa Tvila, therefore you instead learn, you have to go L'Chumra and learn from Tchilas Tuma Birshus Hayachid, where we say Tame. And that's what the Gemara asks. The Legabe Isha Nami Netame Lamafreya. Why by Isha do we not say that she's Tame Lamafreya? That was the Gemara's question. And we ask, what's the question? By mikvah, there's a cheskes tumah d'gavra. But this woman doesn't have a cheskes tumah. So why should she be tumei l'mafreya? So the answer is, because we're dealing here with a suffix tumah. And you can't learn from sota to be matar b'vadai. Why? Because Tosis writes there on Beis Amar Aleph, to your maslam eitz leis, that it's a suffix ri'iyah. So you can learn from sota to be matar b'vadai. So since you can't be Matar B'Taras Vadai, why don't we say she's Tumea B'Vadai? Or Kesafik Tumea B'Rishas Hayachid? So it's the same Svara of the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech said a Svara by Safik Tumea B'Rishas Harabim when it comes to being Tovel in the Mikvah. So we said that the rabbis are medame sof tuma to tchilas tuma rishas hayachid, since you can't be medame tchilas tuma rishas harabim to be metayer, because here it's more chomer because the person was already tamei, so therefore you're medame to safik tuma rishas hayachid, and you're more machmir. So just like you're more machmir to be medame to safik tuma rishas hayachid, if you can't be medame to the tara of rishas harabim b'tchila, so you're medame to rishas hayachid b'tchila l'chumra. So to say by this woman, since you can't, she has the safik tuma. Since you can't be medamed her to a sota to be matara b'vadai, because she had the suffix ri'iya, if you can't be matara b'vadai, then be matame or b'vadai. And also we ask, how's the Gemara understanding now the Mishnah that says that mikvah shinim zinim sechasa kol tarah su agab l'mafreya, whether the mikvah is rishus harabim or whether the mikvah is rishus hayachid, everything is tame. If we don't yet know tarah to the reisa, how come everything that's if the mikvah is sarabim, everything is tame? Why don't we say tar? because we have the cheskes mikvah neged cheskes tumah degavra. So the bats the cheskes mikvah make it suffik tumah sarab mistar. So the answer is, like the Mishnah Melech said, that you can't compare it to suffik tumah sarabim. Suffik tumah sarabim, we learn from Sota to be metaher. But here is a different case, because here we're not talking about touching it in the first place. Here we're talking about sof tuma, the maisa tefila that's metayer. That's a harder sell. It's harder to be metayer there. So you can't compare it to suffik tuma rishus harabim that were metayer. So if you can't compare it to suffik tuma rishus harabim that were metayer, we have to then compare it to suffik tuma rishus hayachid that were metame. And that's how the Gemara would be learning the Mishnah now. Shemikva shinim denim tzachas are called tarav shenas wakab of the mefrei rishus hayachid. Why bein rishus harabim? Because you can't compare it to suffik tuma rishus harabim, because here the person's already coming into Ame. So therefore, your only other option is compared to Tumah Rishus HaYachid, where we're Machmir. And the person remains Tame. And why be Metame, the woman of Mafreya? Again, because you can't compare it to Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim, because she had a Suffolk Re'iya, so you can't be Metame or Bevadai, so be Metame or Bevadai. And then the Gemara says, no, you know why? At this stage, Gemara says, you know why? Kol Tarav Shenav Zagav LaMafreya. According to the rabbis, so here the Rabbi Gemara says Tarti L'Reisa. But again, you don't have to quote the Mishnah Melech, you don't have to say Tarti L'Reisa. That's one answer. But you can also say like the Ibayisema of the Gemara, where it's not because of Tarti L'Reisa. Or according to the Ibayisema, there's a question of learning Tchilas Sof Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. As we said, Shimon does, and the rabbis say you can. When it comes to, you can't learn Sofik Tumah Sof Tumah Rishus HaRabim from Tchilas Tumah Rishus HaRabim, because the person's already coming in Tameh, and Mameli, you have to learn Sof Tumah Rishus HaRabim from Tchilas Tumah Rishus HaYachid and be Metameh. And again, with that, the Mishnah LaMelech explained that it's not a Stira, because this is all Medinei Tumah. But when it comes to Dinei Isser Veheter, when it comes to Truma, it still blives a Suffolk, and therefore the rabbis are the author of the Mishnah of Chavis. And obviously there is a ton more to say, so hopefully in future shiurim we will delve more into this. Shalom, shalom.